Where am I?
In the village.
What do you want?
Information.
Whose side are you on?
That would be telling. We want information.
Information. Information. You won't get it.
By hook or by crook, we will.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Good afternoon. It is January the 7th, 2025. First show back after a couple weeks off. Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dilgirk, and here with you till 5 p.m. Great to be back. Had a nice little holiday here. Everything seemed to go smoothly in the staff's absence, so I do thank all the volunteers who made everything run during the holidays. But we're back at it. 2025. Wow. What's to say? 2024, you know, not bad. Not a bad year, I guess, in comparison to some other things in the past couple years that we've experienced. So looking forward to 2025, and of course, Fun Drive is right around the corner. Yes, that is right. CKW's annual fundraising campaign kicks off February the 7th in just basically in a month. Yeah, I just realized that. Wow. Comes up sooner than you feel like it every year. Always creeps up on you, but it's here, Fun Drive. And what is Fun Drive? Well, as part of our model of a listener-driven radio station, we decided that it was important that we get listener support. And that's what we will be doing for 2 weeks, is getting you, the listener, to donate to the station, to donate and support CKW, independent grassroots media here in Winnipeg. Not only that independence, but also that community access is so important to media these days. Media concentration has not gone away. It's just gotten worse. And not only the concentration, but now the fragmentation of media in so many ways. It feels like social media has just completely fragmented, right? And it's all for kind of more or less discrete audiences who kind of believe and think all the same things, do all the same kind of stuff. You know, I've been off Twitter. I guess it's not called Twitter anymore, but regardless, X, whatever it's called. But that just turned into a cesspool, didn't it? Instagram is also getting increasingly unusable. I haven't even dared look at TikTok. The depths of whatever's going on there, I'd rather not know. But a place like CKW and radio endures because of that power of connection that you have, that so much of the shows you listen to here are done by volunteers, people in your community who are passionate about whatever issues or music, and they present that to you, broadcast right into your homes, your ears, your lives every day. And I think it's a beautiful, wonderful thing, and it's something that we need to keep going, you know? And as we look at arts and culture, and specifically music, right? It has just gotten, you know, artists were in many ways never got a fair shake in the music industry. Tons of stories about that. But now we have things like streaming, which, as we know, is not sustainable for people. And even then, what are the algorithms going to show you, right? Are they going to give you the local stuff? I don't know. It's hard to say, really. But probably not. And a place like CKW, you get that range of music, of art, but also the local focus that might be a little more difficult to find at times, right? The internet is big and cavernous, and you can get very easily lost. But CKW gives you kind of that guide to media, in a sense, of what's going on. And that's a reason to support the station during Fun Drive. Again, Fun Drive starts February the 7th. Goes for 2 weeks. You'll be hearing more about it over the next month, for sure. So start thinking about maybe what it means to you, this service that we provide for you for free. But even that broadcast, obviously, as I'm broadcasting to you, all these things have a cost, right? And it's through your support we can cover some of that. About a quarter of the budget. It's a big part of the budget. It's an important part of the budget. It's meaningful for us. So we know it's meaningful for you as well. So think about that Fun Drive and how much you might want to spend. Hey, maybe you think, hey, I can part with $50 this year. That's great. That's more. That's greatly appreciated. $50. You can get a tax receipt for that. You can get it back. There's also incentives and all that kind of stuff if you wish. But think about CKW and media. It's a service, and how do you keep that service alive? It's through listener support. It's through you, listeners just like you. So you're going to hear more and more about Fun Drive over the next month. There's my first pitch of the year. So by the time Fun Drive starts, I'll be honed in on that. And So today, as always, we have weather report, show listings, Mandatory Heavy actually by a local band I had just found out about called Disgrace the Race. We're going to hear a bit from them, as well as some other stuff. I feel like maybe playing a whole side of the new Holy Void vinyl that we have here, their record. I have some stuff, some classics here, also some new local, but also some classics out of the G7 Welcoming Committee label. I was just looking through the music collection, and I was like, you know what? I feel like playing some of this stuff. We're going to start off with a set here from Greg McPherson. Yeah, G-Mac, the man, the myth, the legend, Greg McPherson. He just celebrated at Public Domain the 20th anniversary of his record Night Flares coming out. We're going to hear a set from that. The first three tracks, Two Haircuts and One, Kingston and Cutting Room. This is a classic from G-Mac, off the G7 Welcoming Committee label, right now on Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Are you trying not to sleep? In the backseat with a bottle, went too heavy on the throttle, stuck in a ditch. Some son of a bitch, tall, slow bitch, sleep. How many fingers wave in front of your face? Don't pass yourself off as a charity case. What was the name on the accident claim? Are you trying not to sleep? Lady, on top of the ladder at the beauty salon, thinking his name when the killer goes on. Trying not to sleep. Nobody could keep up to what you had planned. Shuffling snow in a midwinter tan. 20 minutes out on the interstate. Figure laminated heads, your portfolio spread, you should have left it at home. All by yourself, but you're never alone. Where's all the money from a house call? The head of the firm with a $10 perm, dumber than a brick wall. You should have stayed and got fed when you woke up in his bed. You made a couple phone calls. You've been in for the long haul. Well, they're ringing out chains, sparks off the rail of a Western White Pine. You're dreaming of a kiss, try not to miss with your $20. We'll be right back.
And we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dilgerkin, here with you till 5 p.m. Set a big set of Greg McPherson off of his now 20-year-old album Night Flares, released in 2005 on the G7 Welcoming Committee label. G7 was also known for, of course, being the home of other local bands such as Propagandhi. Yeah. That was Cutting Room, Kingston, and Two Haircuts in One off of the Night Flares album. Greg McPherson just recently celebrated the 20-year anniversary of that release of that record at Public Domain on Portage Avenue. Beside where the Goodwill used to be. I think some of the people involved with that spot are kind of involved with Public Domain. I've not been there yet. They do have pizza, and it looks pretty good. One of these days, I'm going to have to wander on over there for a slice, maybe. One of these days. But now let's get to some very important information, and that's the weather. Yeah, always with the weather reports here on Radio Free Winnipeg. And this is important, especially because this time of the year, the weather can kill you. So let's take heed right now. So this is observed at the Winnipeg International Airport at 3 p.m. Yes, 3 p.m. Minus 18, mostly cloudy. The wind is west-southwest at 14 kilometers. Wind chill, minus 26. Visibility is good at 24 kilometers. Tonight, minus 15, 30% chance of snow. So maybe snow, but 30% chance usually means probably not. Minus 21 tonight. Then we do have a little bit of a warm-up from Wednesday to Saturday. Hovering Wednesday, minus 9. It's going to hover on that minus 9 area, going as high as minus 3 on Thursday, but cloudy, practically balmy, minus 9, mix of sun and cloud. Saturday, minus 9 and snow. And that's snow all into the night. And then Sunday and Monday gets back to the very sunny but cold, minus 19 and minus 20. Minus 19 on Sunday, minus 20 on Monday. So not too bad, not too bad. A bit of yo-yoing, but the key thing is that it's not getting above or close, super, super close to one or above one, above freezing, because, man, what a mess it creates. Everything kind of melts a little bit, freezes, and then you have ice everywhere. Just the other day, I was trying to take my dog out for a little walk, and I almost died trying to just walk down the sidewalk, and I just cursed the fact that we don't, you know, really do a good cleaning of the sidewalks to necessitate. And I always think to myself, this is tough for me. How do people with mobility issues get around in this? This is terrible. And I shook my hand at Scott Gillingham. Come on, get it done. I didn't get a response from that. Now let's look at the historical data here. It's the normal value is around minus 11 for a high. So we're a little bit below, but still within range. The most its extreme value of a high ever recorded was in 2003. With plus 5, almost plus 6. The normal low is minus 20. The lowest recorded was a minus 40 in 1966. Highest, or I guess lowest wind chill, depending on how you want to look at it, minus 54 in 1966. Let's see here. Maximum wind speed ever recorded on this day, 55 kilometers in 1960. Oof. And in 89 on this day, 1989, there were 72 kilometer Wind Gusts, which just seems brutal. That's almost a hundred. in the middle of winter, that would just be just the worst possible. Also, 89, I guess there was a major blizzard because 22 millimeters of snow in 89, which is absolutely insane. Most snow on the ground on this day, 65 centimeters, 1956. Sunrise is about 8:25. And sunset is 4:45, although that is slowly going to tick up. I think about 10, 15 minutes every day. We gain a little bit, just a little bit every day. And soon we'll be at the winter solstice. Won't that be great? So there's your weather. So definitely in the next couple days, some take advantage of some of this nice weather we're going to have, because it's certainly not going to keep up. I'm back down to more seasonal weather for a bit. Also, looking through the archives here, another record off of the G7 Welcoming Committee label, Red Fisher. Yes, the classic Canadian Winnipeg band. This is one that definitely people talk a lot about. And is referenced a lot, Red Fisher. So here's, this is off their record, War Wagon. This is Xenophobics and Snowball. This is Red Fisher on Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM.
Moving towards something.
And we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. Little bit of a longer break. Actually, we just had a great little visit here from the proprietor of River Trash Records, who brought down a couple of new tapes, one of them being a project here based out of Winnipeg called Vulcan Ironworks, which is really cool. And tapes, when I say tapes, like actual cassettes. So, yeah, very nice to have those little visits and get that into the catalog as soon as possible. The Vulcan Ironworks, of course, now, I think maybe it's, I don't know if they've cleared it off, but it was rubble, stood for a long time, was an ironworks factory. That's where the Winnipeg General Strike of 1919 kind of started, was the workers at the Vulcan Ironworks were the first ones to kind of go on strike, and that's what kind of popped off the whole thing. And the Vulcan Ironworks sat there for many years. I mean, someone owned the building, but it wasn't being used in any way. It was just kind of being dilapidated, and then eventually just kind of, as buildings have been doing, kind of collapsing, catching on fire. And I think it's just been a bit of an eyesore now for folks in the community in the North End, Point Douglas area. Of course, I think it's kind of a story of neglect, you know, just kind of, I mean, yes, it has historical significance, the old building, but do we really need to keep it? Should it have been just dealt with many, many years ago? Probably, you know. But anyways, River Trash Records. So he's been by a few times to drop off tapes. So we always appreciate that. Of course, if you have new music or the like coming out, don't be afraid to email, drop us a line, or just come down in person. We love getting physical media. You have your band put out a CD or got a new 45, drop it down. Drop it over to us, and we'd love to have it in the collection. And now let's get into some of the local stuff that is happening in and around Winnipeg here this next upcoming week, with a lot of stuff happening. Yes, it's cold, but you know, it doesn't ever deter us, does it? We still have things to do, art to make, art to consume. Again, as always, tonight there is our friends at the Winnipeg Cinematheque, 100 Arthur Street, with their Trash Cult Tuesdays. Usually a double feature. This month is two Roger Corman features, A Bucket of Blood and The Little Shop of Horrors. So that's every Tuesday. Usually one's at 7, one's at like 9:30. And this is also Trash Call Tuesdays. It's sponsored by Sookrum's Brewing Company. So when you're there, you can get one of their cult classic pilsners on special. So, and of course, if you have the CQW Friends card, you get also, I believe, a discount on general admission as well to see A Bucket of Blood and Little Shop of Horrors. So yeah, do check that out. On Thursday, January the 9th, Park Alley, 7:30 Osborne. There's the Manitoba New Music Night. It's free. So you can go down and check out some new music. Ventio South also ran, and Witch Hazel are all playing. Looks like they'll all get about a half hour, 45 minute set. So that'll be cool to go check out some new music. I've definitely heard the name Witch Hazel has definitely come up in the past. And on the 9th, sorry, that was the 9th, the 10th, which is a Friday, quite a bit of things happening. As always, our good friends at Into the Music, over there on McDermott Avenue in the heart of the Winnipeg's Exchange District, at 7:30 on every Friday, almost every Friday, they have their free all-ages show. And January the 10th is Leon's Getting Larger, Midwest Emo Post-Hardcore is what they're described as. So start your night off there at Into the Music with a little free show there by Leon's Getting Larger. And then you can head on down to the Park Theater that same night for the Retro Rhythm Review. Some Winnipeg all-star musicians have been doing that for a while. And that's all your soul, funk, and R&B. Probably quite a bit of Motown being played there as well. Always a good time to go there out dancing, if you'd like. And on Saturday, two shows I will highlight here. At the Osborne Tap House, 112 Osborne, Death Cassette, Heavy Visions, and Goblin Pit Fighter are playing. That'll be great. Obviously, yeah, we'll hear from Death Cassette in a bit. Heavy Visions, we'll also hear from Goblin Pit Fighter. I mean, what a great name. I've not listened to them, but that name alone, excellent. Excellent work. And at Side Stage, there's the also a fundraising event here for the Main Street Project. And this is... Hang on a second here. Sorry, I misplaced where the listing here was, and of course that's why it wasn't coming up properly. I got the event wrong. The place of the event. So no, this is the PB Jam 7, a fundraiser event for Main Street Project. It's not at Side Stage. It's at Park Alleys, which is just down from the Park Theater in Park Alleys, 730 Osborne Street. This is featuring Prairie Joggers, the Jerry Hatricks, and the Great Steelhead. This one starts a little early. So this looks like a nice little fundraising event for the Main Street Project. So that's at the Park Alleys, Saturday, January the 11th, 8:30 p.m. with some great music happening. We'll hear a bit from the Jerry Hatricks just in a little bit. So there's some of the events happening in and around Winnipeg this next week. Lots and lots to check out. So this next set will be influenced by some of that. We're going to hear from Leon's Getting Larger, Act 1, Heavy Visions, Year of the Rat, which is their latest single. Death Cassette with Get Gone. That's off of their Get Rid of It EP that came out, I think it was last year meaning 2023, I believe. And PB and Jam from the Jerry Hatricks, which goes right with their PB and Jam Main Street Project fundraising gig they will be having at the Park Alleys this Saturday. So here's a little taste of some of the bands that are playing this week in and around Winnipeg.
To forget everything is all planned out. I try my best to forget my favorite bands have all sold out. I think it's best if you weren't around. You shouldn't have to see me like this. think it's best if I did make this out in front of all my friends. I meet the best people at their hardest times. Trying to meet the vibes while Armageddon's on the rise.
Now he's aching.
Down. take it on my futon. Just kicking it, relaxing, thinking about making some peanut butter and jam. While thinking about my babe, yeah, she's so far away from home. And oh, I miss her so. I've been drinking all of the chocolate milk that I can. And it's almost time to call up the milkman. I've gotta wear more sunscreen on my farmer's tan. It's getting so far out ahead.
And we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. We just heard a track from the Jerry Hatricks PB Jam off their Jerry Hatricks EP. They're playing at the Park Alleys this Saturday for a fundraiser for the Main Street Project. Death Cassette before that with Get Gone off their Get Rid of It EP. They are playing at on the 10th at the Osborne Tap House. Headlining that show. On that show again is also Heavy Visions. That was Year of the Rat. That's their latest single of the same name. And then Leon's Getting Larger, Act 1. And Leon's Getting Larger is also playing at Into the Music for their free all-ages show this Friday as well. So that's some of the stuff happening in and around town. Let's, now, I jumped the gun a little bit there. We're not quite ready for the mandatory heavy, but we're going to get there. Now, another band, and this kind of fits into where we started with the G7 Welcoming Committee, a band called Submission Hole. They're a Canadian punk band from Vancouver, active from 93 to 2005. They are known for their unusual sound, once labeled post-genre, which combines hardcore punk with elements of experimental and Eastern European folk music. Interesting. This is off their 2004 record, What Holds Back the Elephant. This is two tracks. We're going to hear Final Coup of the Last Millennium and Bodybuilding. Then we'll get into the mandatory heavy. This is Vancouver's Submission Hold right now on Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM.
And in the
cancer bone.